From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. And then there's OLED, an organic electroluminescent display that sucks less battery power. Today, Apple has three phones, including the one codenamed the D22, which many believe will be called the iPhone X once it's unveiled in California today. But the price, maybe $1,000 for something easily dropped into the sink or other porcelain fixture, Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
More and more iPhone users buy their phones on a plan, so the $1,000 for the X works out to an extra $10 or $15 a month. Debbie Ruth at research firm Magid says people will live with that.
Ultimately, the seduction of what Apple offers and the importance that that device has in people's lives will overcome that barrier.
Globally, Android still dominates the mobile phone market, while iPhone has a grip on high-end customers, even in China and other emerging markets. But Apple's overall phone sales declined for the first time last year. Now analyst Ian Fogg at IHS Market says the pressure is on.
So much of Apple's revenue is from the iPhone product line, and there are so few iPhone models.
By releasing three new phones in one day, Apple is betting buyers will like the options, including one to aspire to. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.